Every Mother's Day gift you have ever given has sucked. Your mom wants the best, so get her the best headphones available. Heavies is the highest rated over-the-ear headphones on the market with 8 speakers, 5 microphones, and the amazing Hell Blocker noise canceling to block out all the obnoxious family members in a mom's life. Not only can you use easy payment plans across several months through Heavies.com, you can also save $40 off any bundle by using the code ROCKED at checkout. Get Heavies for your metal-loving mom like a good child, or for yourself, you ungrateful brat. Get them the best headphones for metal and every other genre out there. The code and payment plan works if you get Heavies for yourself as well. But for real, think how happy your mom will be when she hears her favorite songs on a set of these. Get $40 off any bundle with code ROCKED at checkout with easy payment plans available at Heavies.com.
Sweet.
This is the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Hope you all are doing well on this last day of April 2025. That's right. We still have 8 more months of 2025 for all of those keeping track. Excited? Foghorn. I didn't have the sound effects up yet, but Foghorn would have been played if I had to keyed up just then. Thank you all so much for tuning in and continuing to climb in from YouTube. If we get to a certain amount of likes, we will play Festival Rock or Flop, where we book some random festivals to the joy or dismay of everyone. I see a lot of familiar names and faces in the chat. Hope you all are doing well. Everything is going good. Also, thanks to Heavies for sponsoring this podcast. You can get $40 off your Mother's Day gift by going to the website using the code ROCKED. Heavies are great. And giving your mom a nice gift is great as well. Don't be a moron and get those crappy gifts. Real quick around the horn. What's the crappiest Mother's Day gift you ever heard of? I got a good one. I didn't give it, but I got a good one.
Something I gave my mom or no, something just in general?
In general that you've heard of. It doesn't have to be you. Don't have to out yourself.
Treadmill.
If she did not ask for the treadmill and you got him a treadmill, yes, that is bad. That is correct.
I mean, to be fair though, like a treadmill is expensive. I'd be like, oh, that's a pretty big gift, you know?
But if mom didn't ask for it, do not do it.
So this was apparently former roommate of mine. His dad, and he told it straight face too, his dad got his mom, so husband got his wife, corn removers for your toes. That was the Mother's Day gift. Didn't ask for it either. So it's like
corn removers.
Yes. Oh, well done. For everyone listening, Alex's joke was that she was wearing a corn shirt. K-O-R-N. Get it? Man, I am missing out with all of the actual sound effects. Hang tight. Thank you all so much. Yes, I did hear the new turnstile, by the way. It is great. However, we have a lot of news to talk about. Alex and Rowan, are you ready to talk about the calm situation for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees?
Is it really even worth talking about?
Well, yeah.
So mellow.
Well,
I can't wait to talk about an organization I have no respect for.
Well, I hear that argument so much. Apparently, a lot of people have a lot to say. A lot. The 2025 inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we talked about last week how they were going to get announced this past Sunday. We had few to no hope. Is that a good way to phrase it? We had no expectations of anything good. We were all banking on Mariah Carey this year. So right off the bat, this list of 7, not bad. I cannot complain compared to the other years of embarrassments. So this year, 2025, will include Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, my personal favorite of the list, and the White Stripes. Now, this list is fine. Is there, from Alex and Rowan, is there any overly strong opinion on if any of these names not going in?
No, I think it's fair.
I'm content with, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fine. Content. Okay. That's fine. The bar is so low for our expectations on this that we're like, fine, go ahead, Cleveland, whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of opinions on this. And I know a lot of people are very upset still that so many names that we love in rock and metal and alternative and everything that are still not in. You have valid opinions and understanding, and it's understandable that you're upset about that. don't be upset at these seven names for getting in, because this list is so much better than, 20 years worth of years. Maybe, like, occasionally they'll get it right. This is fine.
The fact it's that we were all kind of like expecting Mariah Carey, yes. This is a good list.
Yes, correct.
The fact that Mariah Carey is not in it tells me that there probably is someone at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who has like some common sense.
Yes. Well.
Asterisk.
Again, yeah. The bar is so low.
Some
common sense. Some. Yeah, yeah. Okay, you did say that. Okay, not all full common sense. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, no. Not completely lucid, but not. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I see the emotes in the chat already. Well done for finding the fish emotes. Very well done with the smart little emotes. So, turns out that Fish did not get in, even though they had the number one for the fan poll. I have the fan numbers pulled up just because I want to show everyone. Fish not only had the most of the limited time fan poll, it was by a lot. Out of over 2.5 million votes, 329,000 went to Fish. That is not insignificant. That was number one by a decent amount, followed by Bad Company, and then Billy Idol, who also did not make the list, at number three. So the number one
Billy Idol's been like eligible a few times, right?
He's been Miss Congeniality of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Always the
I'm kind of bummed about Billy Idol. Yeah.
I feel more confident, like he's going to go in eventually. I'm not as worried about him. But when you look at the past years, when so many other names went in there and just like people were scratching their head and Billy Idol's still like fighting to get in, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's like, not that I'm not saying they don't deserve it, but I feel like in order, I feel like Billy Idol should be like acknowledged before Outkast, right?
As rock, yes. I will say this, before Speaker Box and The Love Below, before that, there was a lot more rock influence with Outkast. Like how many tracks had guitars. They were playing like Bombs Over Baghdad on rock stations. So I'm not going to
complain. Yeah, but Billy is just like, oh yeah, sorry.
No, yeah, no, it's okay. But I would say Billy Idol is more of a reference to rock, though. Absolutely.
He's been around longer at the very least, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, when you say rock band and you put these two in front of you, you're not going to choose Outkast of the two as a rock band.
That is correct.
Yeah, they have rock influences, but they're not.
Yeah.
But yeah.
However, there's only one true non-rock group in the group of seven. That's better for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is significant improvement.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know yet if people were talking about Soundgarden being the headliner. I don't know if that's the case yet. If it is, that's going to be an amazing performance for the three surviving members and having a ton of people come in, because there's going to be volunteers for people to all come and fill in Chris Cornell's place to sing songs with them. And it'll be awesome.
Ooh, it would be super cool to see a super stacked tribute. Mm-hmm. That would be so cool.
Everyone from Eddie Vedder to Taylor Momsen. Grunge. Oh, yeah.
Just a bunch of grunge alumni. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they'd be up for it, too. So
Taylor Momsen would be there. That would be rad.
Mm-hmm. So we say Taylor Momsen because like they played with Taylor Momsen on Pretty Reckless's last album. And the Pretty Reckless was the opening band for Soundgarden on their final tour.
Yeah.
So they were actually quite close.
Wild.
Yeah.
They got super close during that tour. That was a wild ride.
Yes. So someone in chat, if we could take Dio, Maiden, Billy, Oasis, and Joy Order, New Order, it's a 10-10. So yes. Asterisk, Iron Maiden doesn't want to go in. They just don't. That's the only asterisk I could give. Dio, I don't get. Why is not Dio not in? That's a totally different argument. I'm going off way too many tangents. So
I'm back, Black Sabbath, which is bold.
He is, but he's not with them. Like they only put the original lineup. So here's the thing about the fan voting that I looked up that Mark from Fully Involved on TikTok does. Has a great account. He broke it down. So of the thousands of people that vote for these inductees, once the nominations are made, this includes past inductees and nominees. You're on the list to vote. Past music industry people, radio broadcasters, producers, label executives. They're all in this. Thousands of votes for ballots. That means the ballots you listed, like, who do you think of this group should go in? Check off Fish. How about Cyndi Lauper? Oh, the Black Crowes. Okay, you have a ballot to fill out of how many you want in. So each one of those people get that counts as one ballot. Do you know how many ballots the fan vote counts for?
No. I'm going to say zero.
More than that.
10%, 5%, I don't know.
Oh, if it was only 5%, only.
Oh, what?
If it was only 5%, One is the loneliest number. All 2.5 million fan votes count for one ballot.
Oh, that's bull crap. Like, why do you count?
I know. At least,
like one ballot. That's literally nothing.
There is more merit to printing off those fan votes and hanging them on the refrigerator.
Spit in the face by making it one.
Oh, that's someone said in the chat 40%. Really? Oh, come on, guys. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, no, I felt crazy saying 10% after Luke said one.
One.
I thought it was going to be zero, it might as well be zero, right?
Yeah, it really might as well be.
One ballot is nothing. Literally nothing.
Just the fact that you guys were thinking percent wise, that's way too much credit. One ballot.
Wow.
All that fan voting counts for one ballot.
Yeah, this is even with regarding the fan vote, I feel like just by having the fan vote, I feel like the fan vote, like the number one spot at the very least, should get in. Like stuff like this year, it makes me question what is the point of the fan vote. Clearly, like, because like you're not taking it into consideration, not even like the one ballot, it means anything apparently. Uh-huh. So like, why give people the option? Why have them hold out hope? I don't understand it.
Then they're talking about it and telling their friends to talk about it. And then, boom, free promotion. Oh, by the way, watch American Idol this Sunday.
Alex just nailed that right on the head because
you understand
everyone engaging and talking. And that's
and I hope you understand why I have no respect for them.
Oh, that's fine,
no,
too.
Boo.
Oh, respect won't pay their bills and get people to come in and see it in Cleveland. No. You know what will get people talking about it? The power to vote. So... on screen right now is the fan votes listed for those watching on YouTube. Of the top three, only one name of the top three of the fan votes actually got inducted this year. So not only is the ballot not reflective of who went in, the ballot only counted against one vote, or like one ballot worth, out of thousands of industry people. So... let's get out and vote. You know, it doesn't really.
If they ever aligned, like if the fan vote and the actual.
Yeah, like even if it was a half and half thing, like, okay, 50% of the fan vote equates over to the thousands of industry votes.
I'm just saying, if at the way it is right now, if they just happened to intersect and actually reflected, you know what I'm saying? It would be like the planets all aligned and the world would explode or something.
You are
it would
be wild. You're asking for so much.
At the very least, I feel like being number one in the fan vote should be like an automatic win. Because that's what the people want.
And it's not even like number one by like a razor thin margin either. It's a significant amount.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, get out of here, Johnson, with your weird ideas. We're booking a show to be streamed.
Yeah, we need room for Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of fish.
Fish?
Kids to keep talking about it.
Fish PU. We need Joe Cocker. No disrespect to Joe Cocker. So that is how industry, like the boardroom executives, that is how they talk, by the way. That is absolutely how they act.
Oh, yeah.
So the induction ceremony will be in several months. They'll make a big ordeal out of it. I will say I'm surprised with... arguably the younger bands, the White Stripes and Outkast, going in. I'm not against it. I state my point on this also. I'm not against bands and like non-rock groups like Outkast going in, so long as they put way more rock and metal bands that deserve to be in there in. This is a baby step of a year, like a tiptoe baby step in the right direction after years of walking backwards. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
it's just like to your point, I'm not against any of these people being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's just more like more legacy acts, people who have influenced entire genres. They're not even considered.
I agree. And not like we were talking about Billy Idol. It's like, yes, for decades across the world, too, not just like in regional parts or in England or in Europe. No, across the world, like an iconic. No. Maybe some other time.
I dare you to find a single middle-aged mom who doesn't know Billy Idol.
And that hasn't lost their mind over Billy Idol, too.
Oh, yeah. Even at 70 years old.
Y'all, better not be talking smack about Billy Idol.
It's true.
Oh, I'm not talking smack about Billy Idol.
All right, no, we're, right, you better. No. These are some fighting words.
No, it's more.
I talking wasn't fighting smack. Words. It's the exact opposite.
Alex, put the knife down. We're on screen right now.
I've got passion. It's like, okay.
It's that.
How'd you get to my house? No.
It's that scene from the old Office episode. Dwight is picked up a knife and has a Muppet Babies tattoo, and no one else can see it because it's not happening. They're just talking to a recorder. So people on the podcast feed are going nuts right now. But also, a lot of people in chat are saying, "Yeah, the number one fan vote should be it." Yeah. I don't know.
Again, if it's one, if it only counts for one ballot, one yes. ballot, like, one. What is even the point?
Because it looks cool and gets engagement online.
It doesn't look cool. It just looks like an ass.
Well, yeah. Well. So, yeah. That's what we have for the inductees. Again, I'm fine with the list. It's the system and the format that not only needs an overhaul, it probably needs more people running in the background how this is all working. Because, yeah. These decisions
see,
are
like
poor.
The Grammys. The These Grammys are definitely we like always personal complain decisions. About.
Yes, the Grammys yeah. gets it right a lot more though than what the Rock Hall is doing. Unfortunately,
well, I was you know, and I was going to kind of lean into the Grammys is a little more broad. So uh-huh. okay, we get that one, but this is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You should put a little bit more rock into the boardroom.
Or rename it at this point. Call it the Music Hall of Fame for all I care. Just like, you know.
I know. And so many people say that to you. I disagree with that. And the only reason why, because if they do rename it to the Music Hall of Fame, all the rock and metal bands that have not gotten in yet, they'll never get in because they're going to be playing catch up.
Like then you kind of just kind of like.
It's going to be a disco.
You open the criteria up a lot more. Yeah, it's just more like a thing where it's like it feels like you've already kind of like done everything else to make it that way besides just make it or just call it the Music Hall of Fame. Like, that's like the thing. Like, even when I was a kid, my dad would complain about that type of thing. Don't call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then have freaking, I don't know, just like some pop star in there, Tupac or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that, and I also agree to a point, but I agree with not renaming it because of the country and the disco and the blah, 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 blah. Mm. And I do kind of in the past couple of years, I don't know, maybe it's because getting older and wiser, I don't know, but I'm kind of understanding their reasoning for the influence of rock and roll on these artists, which if we really, really do take a deep look at that, it does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah, but to that same like logic, there's a lot of like influential acts who are still not in, and again, are rarely ever considered.
Yep.
Yeah.
They have so much catch up to do, and they don't want to try to do it, even though that would make their core audience of the people that do want to engage happy and want to participate. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing for me. You know what the people want. You know how you can give it to them, and you consistently don't.
It's like they're trying to balance, kind of, but they're really not. Catching up, like Luke said, or like Rowan said, there's a ton of people who would be these influences on these other acts that have already been inducted that have not yet been inducted. And I think they need to kind of prioritize before they keep inducting. You know what I mean? I don't know, but they're trying to also appeal to the, it's hard.
It is. It's awful. And this is a successful year. We're all of those complaints after a year where the inductees are fine.
Yeah, this is one we're saying like, oh, hey, this is tolerable.
This is insane. Yeah, fine.
We're already gearing up for whatever next is coming.
I know. 2026, the nominees will be way off the deep end. I can just see it now. So to make up for a year like this, one good year, three bad years. I think that's the ratio, maybe. So
oh god. So Billy Eilish is going to be in there before Motorhead or Judas Priest. Billy, I call it.
I will. I was going to say the timeline. I think it's like 25 years after your debut album comes out makes you eligible. So unless they change that for Taylor Swift or something, because they would change it for Taylor. They absolutely would.
They would make Taylor like first year that we could say we could put her in. They are going to put her in.
Yes. All right.
They want the money from those Swifties bad.
They got the money to spend. You see the sales of that tour? So, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So we are going to move on. Leave your comments on YouTube. What you think about this year's inductees? Because, again, I speak for Alex Ordonez. It's fine. This is not worth getting upset about. Get upset at the Rock Hall for legit reasons, not for this one. Okay. So is that a fair way to say it? direct your anger and frustration at the right targets.
That's fair. It's just like, again, the biggest issue for me is just like the fan ballot just seems very superfluous. Is that the right word? I don't care. But yeah, if it counts for one ballot, yes, like what's the point of this? You're just kind of giving people a false sense of hope.
When you guys were talking about percentage, man, you were so generous. So
I said zero.
So ideal.
I think I got closer.
You were closer. Like you were as close as you could be. That is correct. So
this was The Price is Right. You beat me.
Yes.
Oh, it's not even like that. It just like it literally, one ballot literally means pretty much equates to zero because that's not going to change anything.
Before we move on, I just love the idea of Rowan going on The Price is Right. All right, Rowan, how much would have been $0 at Fold Your Arms?
I just bid zero on everything.
But everyone else bid over, so you win.
Yeah. What's the name of the guy? Drew is just like you're not fun to play with.
By the way, also from Cleveland. Man, it all comes full circle. See what I did there?
There you go.
thank you guys so much. 12 more likes. Thank you guys so much to the chat for playing along. We got your super chats. We'll go through all of them at the end. Thank you, Wolverines. We now go to news that broke about, 3 hours ago that we were talking about right before we went live. Are you fans of Toxicity out there? One of System of a Down seminal albums, one of the best pieces of music from that year, especially in heavy music. Hope you don't want to hear it on Spotify because you're not going to. We don't know why yet. And apparently Sony, who holds the rights for publishing and distributing to Spotify, is working on it. But yeah, it's gone. Only a couple of the singles, which are part of compilations on Spotify, like old albums from soundtracks and stuff, are on there. Yeah, Toxicity is just gone. It's a memory. You just Mandela effect. It never happened.
Oh, don't you Mandela effect me.
with Toxicity too, and Chop Suey.
I know it existed. I saw it. I've been there.
I saw them play the songs live. I'm pretty sure it happened.
Guys, I'm positive there was this album that was out. It was like banger after banger, just some of the greatest metal music of the 21st century.
You must be thinking of another album of that year. There were so many. System of a System of a Clown. I don't think so. Must be totally off. Yeah,
hang on a sec.
There's like there you go.
Clown, no, for shame.
System of a
shame.
I was gonna say System of a Frown, but System of a Clown sounds funnier because it sounds like they're dressed up like in clown suits and doing parody songs.
They would do that.
I actually would go see that, by the way. I would pay money. Chop Suey, Toxicity, Aerials are all still on there, but the album artwork is not displaying with them. Again, it's gone. Just poof. Expunged from Spotify. So yeah, people tweeting about it, upset. The other albums are still up there. The self-titled, Hypnotized, Mesmerized, Steal This Album. They're fine. Just not Toxicity.
It's really just gotta be a glitch, right? Because like what reason would this be?
I would assume. I don't feel like System of a Down the band like pull this for a publicity thing, because this is not the publicity they've ever tried to go for.
Also, by the way, you wouldn't need it for this album. This is like literally one of the most highly regarded album, like metal albums of all time.
I just realized
it's going to be some sort of like licensing thing.
By the way, System of a Down will be eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in just a couple years, like 3 years, because their self-titled came out in 98. So that means give it another 10 years on top of that. Then maybe the Rock Hall will nominate them. Maybe.
Well, no, wait, 25 years.
Oh, it's been 98. So like I was given 30 years even. I don't know if it's 25 or 30.
Oh,
one of the two. But still, then like by 98, it'll absolutely be eligible.
OK,
no matter what. So, oh, someone just said in chat, thank God I still have that Toxicity CD. I know, right? You'd have been hosed.
You're cool.
No System of Down. If you want to listen on Spotify, I don't know about other like streaming services. I have Tidal, but I didn't look it up in the time.
Apple Music still has it. I checked. So I had the whole album downloaded.
Why?
Yeah, no, I have the whole album on like Apple Music. So it's like, I would have noticed if it was gone.
So is Daniel Ek, the CEO of Spotify, just a big Limp Bizkit fan? And this is his way of sticking it to a band that's better? Is that it? Because that actually makes sense. So,
I mean, like, if I don't think so, because again, if people were like, oh, Spotify doesn't have System of a Down, I'm going to move to this site then.
If it was all System of a Down, I think people would. Like, some people would make a stink about it.
I don't know. Yeah. Or just like the fact that, like, yeah, we could pull an album just like for whatever reason. Again, this is like, this has got to be a glitch, because like, there's not a single practical reason why you would do this.
Of all the albums to pull a glitch on, huh? Good job, Sony.
Yeah. Ready for physical media.
Yes.
Yeah, no, not one of them. not one of the millions of self-produced albums made by every garage band out there. No, no, no. System of a Down's biggest record to date.
And all Sony has, like all their branches, like under labels and stuff that like fall under Sony management. It's Toxicity is the one that falls under the cracks. Woof. Of course, they're going to catch that right away. I don't feel bad for Spotify. I'm incapable of feeling bad for Spotify ever. It's just never going to happen for me. I feel bad for the system fans, though.
All the guys with physical media, though, they are just like, oh, yes, this is what. It's like, I feel so validated.
By the way,
they laughed at me when I bought vinyl.
By the way, I like
Zune.
Yeah, your Zune. Oh, man, that thing's still running on double A's.
No, it's actually sitting on a little shelf back here somewhere, but I still use it. I still load it up with new CDs when I get them. It's perfect. It's
I do like the fact that Zune had a built-in radio with it too. That's a good idea. Why couldn't iPods do that?
Didn't know iPods didn't have that.
Nope. Anyway, I will say this. One more thing before we move on. Loudwire is great. They do so much for the community. The ads are so heavy now that I can't even click out of the image because a pop-up came up for a car and like there's no X to get around it. Like I'm just stuck. So
is it like what ads are we talking? Are we talking just like regular like car ads, or are we talking like these women in your area?
No. It's a real car ad. It's a Nissan. Sometimes Loudwire does not pull whatever you were just trying to say, sir. Goodness. Anyway,
or it's like, here's this diet pill that'll make you burn all that belly fat in 2 days.
Roland, it's like those as ads too.
Ooh, self reports. As we move on, speaking of nonsense, I'm a big Metallica fan. I think I could speak for all three of us. We're all big Metallica fans. So, Alex and Rowan, what do you think about the album Load from the 90s? The big change up for Metallica. Okay, for everyone listening, Alex just made a disgruntled face and Rowan's kind of exhaling. So they're thinking of their thoughts.
I'm speaking from my own personal experience. When I first got into Metallica, older fans were like, this is the one that like is bad. Avoid this. And I kind of did for a while. And then like eventually I just kind of like listened to it on my own. I didn't hate it. I like King Nothing. I like some of the songs on it. Until It Sleeps. I feel like there's some genuinely good songs. It's not my favorite by any means, but it's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Fair response. Alex, how about you?
That is a fair summary of your feelings, and I can kind of agree there. King Nothing is a good one. There are a couple of good tracks there. It's definitely not even in my top three, not even in my top five. It's not the best Metallica album, in my personal opinion.
Also, fair I would never spots.
Put it on my Zune shuffle on purpose.
Ooh, man, not even Zune worthy. Okay, then.
Also, fun fact, there was like, part of the reason why I finally like listened to it was because a girl I liked the album cover art and had it as a desktop background on her computer.
Segue.
If you know, you know. Yeah.
Did she know?
Oh, she was a fan of the artist. I was like, you listen to Metallica? Okay. That's how I started the conversation. It's like, oh, no. I just like the guy.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I'm glad you escaped that girl's house alive. From the sounds of it, so we will not be going into what that album cover is and how it's made on this YouTube channel because I don't want a copyrights or a guideline strike. That's what it is.
Just Wikipedia it.
Yeah, go on Wikipedia. Fine, that's fine. Anyway, the reason I ask this, and I echo a lot of your thoughts too, Load is not their best by a long shot. They've made worse. It's not the worst thing ever. It exists in the 90s when Metallica was trying to make that money, and they did. Can't say they didn't. They did. Do you love Load so much that you will be willing to get a 30-hour, 1,800-minute box set of Load, B-sides, studio cuts, live versions, and all the artwork and DVDs you can imagine for Load? And that is not an exaggeration. 1,800 minutes, 30 hours of Load based material from Metallica's time frame in 95 to 97.
That amount of like music, even like, because I know they do like big packages with like all their other albums before, especially the classics, but like, I don't know, that's just like, even as a fan, I gotta say, that's way too much. Like, how much am I gonna get? How much am I gonna get into it before I get tired of this? I'm just hearing demos.
Well, you'll have plenty of demos to choose from and live material. So I'm going to read over the blurb of what it is for the pre-order for this Load Remastered Limited Edition Deluxe Box Set. The one-time pressing also comes with, described in the press release as an ambitious and comprehensive time capsule of 95 to 97 era Metallica. You know, the one people are clamoring for. of all the albums to really go big like this, whatever. The Load Deluxe box set features previously unreleased demos, rough mixes, live performances, on-air and television performances, and more. So it's DVDs and stuff too. To watch.
So like what, a concert, like footage like, or whatever?
Concert footage galore. They had the entire 96 Lollapalooza performance at California when they played for like 2 to 3 hours. It's a triple album.
It's just like, look, like, I don't want to knock on any like Metallica fans, but just like after a point, after watching like them performing like the same songs or just them performing, like at what point do you just get like a little bit like tired of it where it's just like, okay, they're playing Enter Sandman again, but only at a different venue.
Yes.
I don't know. I just feel like it would get old fast.
B-sides, rarities, a whopping 15 CDs, which contains never before. I got to read this properly. 15 CDs, which contain never released riffs, demos, and rough mixes, meaning there are some riff tracks, literally riff tracks, though, not like the funny ones, you know, with Mystery Science Theater. I'm talking riff tracks as in like when Kirk would do like all the tests and play around. It was just recorded. That's some of the stuff you're getting in this, too.
Yeah, it's just them kind of like figuring it out in the studio. Yes,
a lot of bedeedly-deedlies and a lot of stuff in the studio. That is correct.
Congratulations. You can emulate being a fly in the room when they were making this album.
Kind of. You also get packs of 14 Warshrash test cards. I always have word problems. So ink block Rorschach? Tests. Yeah, test cards. Yeah, the little ink block tests. 11x17-inch Lollapalooza poster. Lollapalooza poster. I'm starting to lose it now with all these funny words. Lollapalooza and Rorschach really blew me away. Rolling Stone cover production of a 5-pack of guitar and bass picks, lyric sheets, 2 laminated tour passes, and a deluxe 128-page book.
That's crazy.
A book. That's a, I mean, like there's some value in all that. I guess it's just more like.
Over eight, like I'm looking at like one of the pages. Oh, poor remastered me. Over 1800 minutes of Metallica. I do not have the cost. If anyone can find it or is willing to look it up, I do not have the cost. The track listing, though, it's all broken down on this thing. It just keeps going. I have to keep scrolling down. I'm live on this right now. It just goes and goes and goes, and it's all listed out. This
lot.
Is
301 tracks.
Yeah,
no. Man. So,
who's the Metallica fan who will genuinely get value in all of this? I want to know.
The 95 to 97 Metallica fan.
Looks like Load Remastered, the deluxe box set goes for $274.98.
I'm actually surprised it's that cheap for Metallica.
I mean, I guess bang for your buck, you're getting a value, right?
For $275
for riffs and old footage of like their performance on Leno.
It's for Lollapalooza 96.
Oh, God. That's right, Lollapalooza. That was actually pretty clever. Well done.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying there's not some crazy box sets that aren't worth the money. I have one or two. It's nowhere near this big. I'm nowhere near that cost. And they're personal to me. I just don't see how 1800 minutes of one album's everything for Load. Were they just trying to clear out the warehouse?
It'd be one thing if it was Ride the Lightning or Kill 'Em All, like ones that are like universally loved start to finish.
Even the Black Album, like when they did like the big celebration, they had like all like 50 different bands cover all their stuff on the Black Album.
They had Ghost and Casey Elephant. Yeah.
That made sense. That was a fun thing. That's something different. That's not this. So
if they did that, if they got like bands to cover Load songs, that'd be one thing.
Do you think they asked and no one wanted to, so they had to do this instead? Sorry. That's mean.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I feel like one band out there would be like, oh yeah, King Nothing is good.
They call Ghost again and he just says, hang up.
You're breaking up.
I feel like they're being safe on this one, though. So hear me out. I feel like I have a good reason for why they're doing this.
Okay.
If they're going to not alienate any Metallica fans. Of course, they're going to give the Load fans something super rad and super epic and super awesome so they can say they did. So they don't feel ousted.
So is Reload also going to have 1800 minutes?
You're going to do a double deluxe box set with both of them combined.
I like my idea better. They were trying to clear out the warehouse. They were just trying to divide all this stuff up with their Load pressings that no one bought. All right, pull it. One just big box set. There we go.
Yeah, I don't mind them giving Load and Reload some like more attention and giving them deluxe release. It's just more like with the amount of content that there is, this just feels so bloated.
Bloated.
It's
is
like
a good
it's
word.
Too overwhelming. Bloated. If you want to make a freaking pun out of that, I don't know.
Well, okay. It's not not cringe, but not as good as Loadapalooza. But however, I won't hit a hair horn on that. So. Everyone in chat, get your Load puns in because we got 1800 minutes of it. Jeez, just the thought of that.
Yeah, bloated. There you go.
1800 minutes. It'll sell. It's Metallica. It'll sell. We got to breeze through some of this now because we spent so much time on the Rock Hall and Metallica nonsense. Other news stories did happen, believe it or not. Let's go quickly because there's a few things I want to talk about. Over the past week, we had Code Orange confirm they're on indefinite hiatus. Jesse Lee talked to Jamie from Code Orange saying after 2023's release, they had a lot of problems. Their guitarist got really sick on tour, had to be replaced temporarily. Other people are doing side projects and Code Orange is indefinitely on the shelf. Not just they're trying to figure out what's next as it they're saying Code Orange is not actively being pursued right now. It's a bummer, but just quick quote, we don't have any plans, you know, Code Orange is on the shelf, and I think it's for there for a good reason, for many reasons. I think you can put two and two and four together, and you'll probably come to the answer. And I'm super stoked on the record, the above, the 2023 one. It was a series of circumstances. One that I'm happy to speak about is my guitar player, Dominic. He's one of the best friends in the world, was dealing with a really hard genetic condition that really started damaging his hand and his neck and his foot, and that was the primary cause for us to have to cancel our first tour on the record. So a series of unfortunate events after the album and other band members having to do other side projects and stuff. Reba is the guitarist now, a touring guitarist for Marilyn Manson. They're all trying to do different things just to, they got to make money. So Code Orange is definitely on hiatus. Any thoughts?
I mean, bummer. It is a bummer, but I mean, like, at least it's not like a thing where it's like, yeah, we're just kind of like tired of.
Yeah, I don't think it was frustration and a breakup, not a Motley Crue drama, you know? So
there's you still have like that kind of hope.
Yeah. The definite possibility that Code Orange makes a return in a few years, but sometimes you got to take some time off. Other things have to happen, you know? It's life. No RIP Code Orange. Goodness. Don't jump to conclusions like that. Woof. They're not dead. So one thing that was brought to my attention from Rowan and our group chat, 3 Days Grace, who are preparing for a lot of big stuff this year. Rowan, do you remember what they did with their albums?
But this was weird. So basically they went back on Spotify and Apple Music, just I think every major like streaming service. Yeah. And they rechanged, it's not a word. Oh my God. They changed the album work.
Rechanged could be a word.
Yeah, whatever. They changed the artwork on every album to fit like this kind of like stick figure motif, kind of like 1X's album cover, but not because that got changed too. Yeah. It's all the same figure, but every time there's like you see a person or what looks like a person in an album, it's been changed into like this weird stick figure. And now fans are like, this has got to mean something. Like, you know, we're leading up to something big. It was only like, remind me, did Mayday come out this year or like at the end of last
year?
Very end of last year. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe now that like, you know, it's been some time since that single, they definitely have been working together.
They have an album come out. They have to for something. This is an appropriate publicity stunt that's easy to do and easy to change back. It's fine.
And it's like, and I mean, like it's inconsequential. Okay, cool. The album art is a little bit different when I open up Spotify. That's like, I don't think anyone's going to be like running for the hills.
No, it's something simple. That's fine. You can't be upset about something like this, but reason we say this upcoming new 3 Days Grace shenanigans coming. They toured with Disturbed. If I'm correct, they were on that tour that they burned down the Bulls banners. So they're going to try to shake that off soon. No, too soon.
I think they're touring with Breaking Benjamin, which is a goated combo, in my opinion.
Divorce.
If you love post-grunge.
The Divorce Dad Rock Tour of the Year. Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace. Actually, that's there's probably better Divorce Dad tours now that I think about it.
That was just more like that is Rowan middle school era tour right there.
Yeah, that's fair. You could do a lot worse, by the way. Come on. You know a lot worse. So question for Alex. Have you ever, because you live out west, have you ever been to Ohana Fest?
Have not.
Okay. This is the one run by Eddie Vedder. And Pearl Jam plays like every other year. Every year I hear nothing but good things about it actually being a peaceful, nice festival that people actually want to go to. And it's not chaotic and filled with smelly, angry people. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yes.
Okay. Ohana Festival got announced for this September, September 26th through the 28th, headlined by Eddie Vedder and Earthlings, playing a lot of Eddie Vedder solo stuff and Pearl Jam hits. Hozier, Green Day, Cage the Elephant, Leon Bridges, Garbage, and Alex has cross-eyed and is drooling a little. So.
Well, I thought that was on the inside.
Well, yeah, well. The camera doesn't lie.
No, you could see me.
Yeah, that's confusing too now. Ohana Festival looks good. I would go to this. I don't love every band on here, but I would still absolutely go to something like this.
I mean, it is a stacked lineup. It's not my cup of tea. That's why I've never gone.
Right.
And it's too mellow for me personally.
It is a vibe. It is an actual unique vibe.
Yeah.
But I would take that and it'd be advertised as such. And if it was closer to me, I would go.
Yeah. Cage the Elephant, and Green Day, that just seems awesome to me.
Mm-hmm. The Wet Leg's a lot of fun, too.
The Chats are a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Kings of Leon, I know a lot of people really, really like them. I personally do not like them at all.
Really?
Yeah, not even a little bit. I don't say that about many bands. I am so sorry, Kings of Leon. I bet you guys are fabulous human beings.
Oh, I'm sure they're upset rolling in their. I'm sure they're upset rolling around in stacks of cash in their mansions. So
I know they're Alex said you did
it. It's like
exactly what's happening. Oh, this is a total vibe. Like
my heart is on fire now. Get it because they have a song. There you go. Okay. Thank you. Tip your way.
Dude, you're just encroaching on like Alex's territory of just crappy puns.
Sorry, there's a puppy distracting me, scrounging by my computer for any crumbs he can find. He barks all day and scrounges all night. He's such a good dog, but boy, oh boy. He's just lying down now. Like, he is a scrounger, but now he's just lying down like he did nothing. So one final thing I want to bring up, two types of things, really. I want to make sure I got this right. First, I have to pop off screen to make sure I pull up the right things. I'm pulling these photos up because one excellent photographer being Gretchen went and shot the Ice Nine Kills special show last night, where it was a crowd voted playlist. They've been on tour, Ice Nine Kills. This was a special night off because they've been supporting Metallica on some of their two night shows and stuff. They came to my part of the woods. Gretchen went and shot it for me because I couldn't go see it. A couple things as I show some photos. Ice Nine Kills played a lot of stuff. Ice Nine Kills is, according to what Gretchen said and what I think Alex and I saw last year, they love their smoke. They love their smog and their smoke machines to the point where you can't really make out the band a lot of the time. Now, where they played is an older venue. We saw them outside a year ago this past weekend. Remember, Alex, it was a year ago last weekend when we were at Sick New Worlds. Isn't that weird? I know, right? We were supposed to do that this year. Nope. Greed took over. But anyway, Ice Nine Kills had some technical issues. I think just little things like that, tons of smoke, technical issues, and Spencer Charnas sounded a little off, like to the point where he sounded like a robot because of the technical issues. He had to put a microphone in his pocket and walk off stage and get another one and walk back on and keep singing. That sucks. The smog and smoke was apparently everywhere. Gretchen, if you're in chat still, you can interject with everything. She got some good photos. She is a true trooper. They put on all their great stuff. Everything's nice. So,
I got to ask, in this photo right here, is that the mic that wasn't working? Because he has it like...
It might have. I'm wondering that too. I do not know.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Gretchen, that is a fantastic shot, though.
Yeah,
it's a cool shot. Yeah, no, just like the chin. It's just like, what is going on there?
She got.
It's like he messed up.
In less than ideal shooting circumstances, she's still got some pretty good shots. She hasn't gone through them all yet, though. She just got through some quick ones.
Ones are cool.
Yeah, she just went through some quick ones to show on screen. Show everyone that's going on right now. I would now like to point out one thing that kind of is a PSA to opening bands. Alex Rowe and I were talking about bands who don't know how to do press and media and like interviews and stuff. Well, some bands don't know how to handle a microphone or like talk between songs and hype up a crowd or work a crowd. So the band Hail the Sun is opening for Ice Nine Kills. After a couple songs, it might have been near the very end, and Gretchen also just interjected, they keep Spirit Halloween in business by thawing their stock of fog. Yeah, well, that sounds about right. So, Hail the Sun, between songs, the singer tried to make a joke. Ahaha. Would you all like to hear the joke?
Yes.
Oh, I see both of you go like, okay.
What's happening?
I know it's going to be cringe.
Yo, get the button red. Don't do any sound effects. I want natural responses on this one.
Gotcha. All right.
Chat, you too.
Trigger is off.
Yeah, chat, you too. Okay. Hey, guys. This is how he sets it up, too, like he's talking to everyone. Guys, I just heard some good news. Jared from Subway, he's being let out of prison finally. Everyone starts booing. The guy from Hail the Sun goes, no, this is good. Now that the Pope's dead, Jared from Subway fits all the qualifications, can be the new Pope.
Ooh.
That was the joke. Get it?
Oof.
This is how the crowd work went for the opener of the store.
Guys, chat, the tomatoes you save for Alex, can you just start throwing them now?
Unload.
Unload.
Not waste my precious tomatoes on that. No.
Yeah, you
actually, you're right.
That's your groceries for the week. Yes, here we go.
Do not waste fresh produce on a joke like that. I agree.
No, boo.
Someone said that's supposed to be a joke. That's what it was said. Gretchen can confirm.
I cringe. Gross. Yeah,
okay, Gretchen said the joke was right before their last song. That's how they close out the night. So
many WTFs in the chat.
Whatever your reaction is, it is accurate. I'm not saying there's not a time and place for dark shock humor, but timing always matters, no matter when you tell a joke. Also, when you bring in that type of material to a time joke like that,
it better be good.
So, yeah. Everyone all set? Someone's doing the game. The crowd was crickets, according to Gretchen also. I would have been too.
Hey, don't blame Ice Nine Kills for this.
No.
Someone says, never going to see Ice Nine Kills. Now, to be fair, this was Hail the Sun, not Ice Nine Kills.
The Word Alive was also on the tour. That wasn't on the Word Alive either. No. That was on the Hail the Sun. Maybe not even on All the Hail the Sun. Maybe he just wanted to sneak in that joke because he thought it was so funny. And the rest of his band beat him up after for it later. We don't know.
Yeah. Where's the 1975 does when the singer's about to say something controversial and they just start playing a song? Like, they gotta do that.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Yeah,
I wish we were still in the 1920s. We could get that vaudeville hook, just drag someone off stage and not let them back on. So, that being said, it's now time to talk about some positive things. We have a lot of upcoming tours that got announced. We got upcoming albums this Friday. So we're going to start talking about that now. Get and shake whatever the last 3 minutes or so out of our brains was. So that way you try to forget. Alex, do you have any news for upcoming tours that got announced this past week?
We've got a couple. We've got Creeping Death and Cruelty just announced a North American tour.
Oh, that's going to be a loud one.
Going to be a good one. Testament, Obituary, Destruction, and Goat Whore just announced a European tour.
Okay.
God.
Love me some Testament.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of metal tours this week.
Yeah.
Hatebreed, they just announced a heavier Summer Slaughter tour. A lot of new people on this lineup. The internet is not going quickly. But we've got Hatebreed, Bleeding Through, Fugitive, Gridiron, Malevolence, Insight, Escuela Grind, and Snuffed on Sight. That is heavy. A
lot of metal bands, like a good range of like 80s thrash all the way to really current stuff, got announced this past week. So if any of all that info is online, anything else you got?
Yep. Death Angel, They're going to play Act 3 in its entirety during a one-off Christmas show. They just announced that.
Death Angel. Oh, man.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Sword just announced some U.S. tour dates celebrating 15 years of Warp Riders. We've got 3 Days Grace just announced a U.K. and European tour with Bad Flower.
Good.
And Hailstorm announced a 7-month world tour, and they did reveal some new album details.
They did. And that's a cool one. That tour is with Lindsey Stirling, if I'm correct, and Apocalyptica. I'm all for that. That's a cool little lineup. So
it's a solid lineup.
It is. So all the information's online. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Alex. Rowan, what albums do we have coming out for May 2nd, 2025?
We have a decent lineup right here. So right now we have Car Seat Headrest with the Scholars. So, hey, if you like to be depressed, there you go. Am I wrong?
No, I haven't heard Car Seat Headrest in a while, but yes, you're right.
Yeah, we have Acres with the Host. So anyone curious, Acres is like a new metalcore band, and it's a lot of like very modern metal. Think like Bad Omens, Architects, Landmarks, that type of style of metal. It's good. It's very good. I listened to their 2021 album. It's a little bit stock for my taste, but I hope that they find like a kind of like a more defined sound with this album. I'm going to be listening to it and give it a try.
Okay.
We have Pup, who will look after the dogs. Pup was like a personal favorite of mine as a kid. Like, you know, just like their first two albums, like The Dream Is Over, especially Morbid, that album is
Morbid Stuff was one of my favorite albums the year it came out.
Yeah. Like, no, they make some great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, we have Puddle of Mud with Kiss the Machine. I can't wait to not listen to this.
I decided not to bring up this story, but apparently it was going live yesterday over the weekend. Wes Scantlin recorded himself at a Jiffy Lube getting his oil changed. He's out of jail. Getting an oil change, and he was playing his new album to the people like changing his oil, trying to get them to hype it up. And he was recording like their reaction to it as some weird little self-hype and like promoting stuff.
Yeah, Captain Bodies, there you go. I, too, like people walking into my work and then forcing their music on me.
I was going to say, were you trying to make them do with the work faster? Like, so they, like, push you out faster, you know? Oh, yeah, it's really great. Hurry it up. Get it changed. Let's go.
Dude, I'm so sorry. We can't fix this here. You're going to have to take it somewhere else.
I will comp you the oil change if you just stop. If you
leave and don't come back, yes. And
we ran out of oil. I am so sorry. Oh, yeah. Please take it somewhere else.
Actually, we change oil on every car but this one. You'll have to go down the street.
So. Yeah, no, this is a unique model. This car is from a country that is no longer exists, so we can't service it anymore.
I will not be listening this weekend to the new Puddle of Mud. No, I'm sorry. I have other things I am working on. I apologize. So,
one Puddle of Mud fan is going to be like, oh, you guys suck.
The Puddle of Mud fans still come after me angry that I made fun of them for years. So,
well, who are Puddle of Mud fans? Seriously,
they exist, and it could be one, but they still exist. So,
oh God, your taste is terrible. If you're Puddle of Mud's your favorite band,
there you go. Also, our song of the week this week is by Rowan. Rowan, which was your pick for song of the week?
So, Skeleta was a great album. I really enjoyed it a lot. And I got to be honest, Lacrima probably is my favorite off the album. But because it came out a couple weeks ago, and we're trying to keep things like more recent, I'm gonna kind of like give like some other another tracks like some more love, which is I keep mispronouncing it, so please bear with me. Missalia Amori.
I think that's fine. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I'm terrible like speaking.
I don't know if that's Latin or another. There's a lot of Latin in this new album, and I am not a Latin expert, obviously. If anyone has any translations, please be aware, but this is an excellent track. I've really enjoyed the new Ghost album. It's not my favorite, but I've enjoyed what I've heard. It's a good playthrough album. Like, you set it up, you play from the beginning, just let it run.
That particular song and a lot of the rest of the album is very reminiscent of Infestum. Oh my God. I keep this title is a tongue twister for me. Infestum. You know which one I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, it just kind of like has like that nice blend of heavy metal and then kind of like that whole gothic church atmosphere to it with like the organs and all that type of stuff. I don't know. It's like that to me really is like a defining sound for Ghost. And it's cool that we got more of that here.
Absolutely. Also, just a quick notice too, Turnstile released two new songs off their upcoming album today, if I'm correct. One of the songs features Hayley Williams of Paramore. So if you're into Turnstile and you like Paramore, there you go. Turnstile coming. I'm happy about that. So that being said, we have at least three super chats to go through, and then we have some festivals to book. I'm going to go through these relative. We already did one, but I'll read it again because it's well said. From Wolverines, John Cena for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He had a rap album come out, which means he is eligible to get in. Yes, that does mean that
he is. Right. He is a recording artist.
Yes, that was like an 04-05. He had an actual rap album when he was still doing the rap gimmick. It wasn't good, but that makes him eligible just because he has a rap album. So. From Mario Pointer, thank God I still have that Toxicity CD. That's the one we said already. Yeah, good. You know, and this could happen to any album at any time, by the way. No matter what album it is, it could happen. So
yeah, it's streaming. You don't own anything. Nope, so
you sure don't. And if you don't have internet connection anyway, you're screwed no matter what. So, and finally, Shadows Wilm. That joke was so bad. I want my brain cells back for hearing that. That was the Pope joke. I wish I could do that for you and for my wife and for everyone who had to hear that live and could not leave because they wanted to see Ice Nine Kills. You hear a crap joke and then you have to stand there and wait. That sucks. So
like, I just wonder what the energy was while they were performing that last song. You think everyone was just like standing still? It's like, we refuse to mosh for you.
Like they just stand around and look at the floor. Like just like awkwardly, like bad kids in trouble. Ugh. All right. It's time to run some festivals. Alex and Rowan, are you ready?
Oh, always.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Every week when we get a certain like goal, which we hit, thank you so much for hitting the like button, we will hit Festival Rock or Flop, where we book a random radio station festival of four bands a day. We got 4 days worth of festivals to run through. This first one, what are we going to call? Bad Joke Fest? I don't know if I want to credit that joke. I don't know. Load Fest. What am I talking about? Let's just do Load Fest, because if we're going to have an 1800 compilation, let's make a festival out of it too.
Yeah.
Load Fest coming up. Thank you guys so much. This first one is our own festival one for hitting the like goal. Here we go. Dun, 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 so you know I'm not cheating. Band number one, Load Fest. Papa Roach. Good energy. Energetic band. Fits. Number two, Judas Priest. Did we have them last week?
Was it last week?
I can't remember. I'm just going to give it to it. I'm just going to give it to it anyway, because no one's going to say no to Judas Priest. Number three, if I'm correct, that is Hinder. We've taken an odd turn. Judas Priest, Papa Roach, and Hinder. And finally, Goo Goo Dolls. We are all over the map.
Ferris, nothing's bad. If nothing's like,
I would go to this. I would not be hanging around for Hinder. I would literally be going anywhere else in the proximity. But you know what? Goo Goo Dolls sound fun live. They play the hits. Papa Roach is fun to watch the crowd. Judas Priest is always a blast. So, yeah.
Alex? You know you'd be singing along. It's really good to hear your voice. I'd hear you singing it from the snack bar. I know I would.
That wasn't the sound effect. That was me actually booing in five voices because it was so bad. So.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to try and sing Hinder well. Waste it.
Oh, what? Hinder can't even sing Hinder well, so it's okay.
Why would I waste that?
Right. I do got to add. Chat, this is just a quick question for you. Just because this was the Load Fest, would it have been more funnier if we got Metallica in this or Megadeth in this?
Oh, poor Dave Mustaine. He can't catch a break. Mm-mm-mm. Poor Dave Mustaine. I see more yeses than noes. No, I'm good. I do still see more yeses. So, first one is a success. We now go to Wolverine Fest, which I think is a great name, by the way. Wolverine Fest. Here we go. Wolverine Fest. Band number one. Electric Callboy, who just lost their drummer, by the way, after 13 years. They'll have a good replacement. Electric Callboy still going strong. Fun, fun band live. Number two, Idols. Getting some British punk in there. That also, it's a good, that works for a festival. Again, radio station festival in the middle of the country. Totally works. Number three. Ooh, this is it. This is the best, the new one I did. I made a new qualifier, okay? The Wiggles, but it's the Wiggles and will be joining stage to perform their music with the following band. So whatever the next band is, it's going to include the Wiggles, and they're going to do Fruit Salad in the style of...
Da-da-da. Please let me get some deathcore.
Memphis Mayfire. Boy, did... I kind of under-delivered on that, but the fact that it's the Wiggles with Memphis Mayfire, Wiggles Mayfire, or Memphis May Wiggles, whatever you want to call it.
Memphis May Wiggles.
Memphis May Wiggles.
The
Wiggle,
city
got
of Memphis
it,
will wiggle.
So band number three is Memphis Mayfire with the Wiggles, performing the Wiggles hits in the style of Memphis Mayfire. And number four, AFI. I'm going for the Wiggle metalcore breakdown. Let's make a fruit salad in the mosh pit, everyone. Like you wouldn't go. Come on.
It would be a sight to be seen for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. AFI, I mean, like, AFI is great too. So
yeah.
Come on. Come on.
I love Electric Callboy. I'm going.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't Electric Callboy get the Wiggles? It would have been perfect.
I will say, though, if we ever do merch, I want a Memphis May Wiggle shirt.
Memphis May Wiggle? Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat, fruit salad, pig squeal, yummy, yummy. I'm seeing a lot of yeses.
I need the Wiggles core.
Wiggle core. Okay, that's pretty good, actually. Okay. Okay, so that Wolverine Fest is successful, and Wiggle core and Memphis May Wiggle. Okay. See, I told you I updated these. I'm glad that finally popped up. Number three, we have Mario Fest. Mario, let's go. Here we go. Sum 41, the newly retired Sum 41, coming back for Mario Fest. Number two, we already did the Wiggles one. I don't know why I came up again. Should we do the Wiggles one again? Just because.
Let's do it. It's the first time.
Wait,
they
do you have
it.
Other qualifiers? Could another one?
Yeah. All the other qualifiers are still
substitute
in there. But I can't turn down the Wiggles.
Okay, let's do it. It's Wiggles weekend.
The Wiggles will be joining stage to perform their music with the following band. Rise Against.
Huh.
We're going to get this politically charged fruit salad cover. Rise Against Wiggles. Number three. Five Finger Death Punch. I'm glad the Wiggles did not get on that one.
Oh my god, no. Wiggle style Five Finger Death Punch.
Swap
Five
them. Death
Punch. We dodged a bullet like the Matrix, like Neo. And number four, Anthrax.
All right.
Anthrax, Five Finger Death Punch, Rise Against Wiggles, and Sum 41. Yes, I would go. Guys, come on.
I want to see this.
Yeah, come on. Someone just said Five Finger Wiggle. No, that was not the band it landed on. No. That was a close one. Yes, it was. Goodness. Again, dodged a bullet. I'm not sure about this one. Wiggle Thrax. Okay. We can't add Wiggles Wiggle to thrax. every We can't add Wiggle to every single thing, even though it's funny.
What? No. They can. Chat, this is a challenge. Add Wiggles to every band name.
You're playing with fire with that one. I'm seeing more yeses. No, I'm noping out of this one. There's some no's and yeses, but I am seeing slightly more yeses. Mario Fest. I would go just to see the crowd from Mario. So yeah, you know what? Mario Fest works. And finally, Shadows Fest. Thank you again. Shadow Fest. Number one, Dragon Force. Number two, Slipknot. Shadow Fest looking pretty strong. Number three, Ginger. And number four, Seether.
I'm so in.
Shadowfest got pretty hard set. Not bad.
Dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Wiggles on this one. I apologize, but sorry. We have an actual
Guar. If we had Wiggles Guar, what would that be like?
Uh-huh.
I'd be scared.
Wiggle Force. Okay, that's a little funny. Dragon Wiggle. That's also adorable for some reason. However, guys, yes or no in the chat, not Wiggle, Wiggle, Wiggle. All right. Alex, Alex and Rowan, would you go to Shadowfest?
I would.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, come on. All this, Slipknot, Dragon Force. Come on. That's great. Ginger, Seether. This is a yes. We need to get going.
A good band.
Yeah. That's four festivals. We barely squeaked by on a few, but the Wiggles pulled us through it. I'm happy. So,
chat, you did not disappoint.
So, yeah, okay, all the yeses are coming in. I'm in, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Wednesday evening. For those who are wondering, if you're watching on YouTube, I am wearing my Blues jersey. They play the late game tonight in an hour. Let's go Blues. If you have another hockey team, no, you don't. You cheer for the Blues now. Thank you so much. Alex, do you have anything you would like to share before we get going?
No, I think we're good.
Rowan, how about you?
Just a little something I'm kind of like looking forward to. A week from tomorrow, a buddy of mine and I were going to see Baroness perform Ooh. In Brooklyn, and they're playing for this show. They're playing Red and Blue in their entirety. And not just that, but like right after the show, we're going back to my friend's apartment so we can listen to the new Sleep Token album as it drops.
Okay.
So I'm just excited.
That at Baroness and Sleep Token, that is a pretty cool experience. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well done. Next week, I will have a video about Sleep Token, a special video to help go along with the album coming out. Timing that right. So keep an eye out for that. Thank you so much for tuning in as we have run out of time and are a few minutes in overtime. We had so much discussion and so many things to get out. Finally, Alex, do you have a joke of the week? And it better be better than the Hail the Sun joke. So
that's a very, very low bar.
Yes,
it very is. Low bar.
Yes, it
yes.
is.
Yes.
Any Ow. Joke you will make yeah, will just, be good.
Any knock knock joke comparison. You have will work. So
yeah,
knock knock jokes. Dang, I didn't even think of that.
Well, you can.
Ooh, a whole new world. Okay,
that's what the Aladdin song's about. Okay.
Why did the cowboy adopt a dachshund?
A dachshund. I feel like this is what I feel like I could get. If I thought
it
about
feels
it.
Like every one is something I can get, but then like yeah. you give me a punchline that it wasn't. Yeah.
A cowboy and a duck. So I'm not going to be able to get it in time.
Me neither.
Okay.
All right. He wanted to get along little doggy.
Okay. It got a chuckle out of me. It did get a chuckle out of me. Goodness. The joke made sense. Nobody died. And it didn't talk about anything awful. And it, you know what? Fine. I'm fine with that.
We're not talking about registered, you know what? So, wow. Yeah.
Is that the new bit now? We find a band that tells a joke so bad on stage that Alex's joke at the end looks amazing.
Oh, no, please don't. Please yeah,
I don't.
Don't.
Do, I don't want to do that either. I'm just saying it worked. It's just no. also Alex. It was also Alex's delivery. Get a long little doggy.
Gotta say it like that.
Gretchen, my wife just said I was going to say something about a wiener. That was better. We're closing out. The chat is still going on with the Wiggle stuff.
Thank you, chat.
Judas Wiggles, Wiggles of Conformity, Iron Wiggles, the Moody Wiggles, from Wiggles to coming. New. What? Red Hot Chili Wiggles. Okay, we're done. No, not Red Hot Chili Wiggles.
Guns and Wiggles.
Guns and Wiggles.
Last chance, Jeff. Come on.
Man. I had a serious podcast at one point. I just want everyone to remember that. One point, this was a serious podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. My wife is grounded.
Oh, yeah,